Hello, Professor. Are you surprised to see me? Oh, you shouldn't be. I don't think there's anything wrong with a student visiting the professor after hours. After all, it seems to be something that's happening more and more commonly these days. What do you mean by that, Professor? I think you completely understand what's going on here. You see, I've always been curious about a certain phenomenon happening here in the school, and I thought perhaps it would be a good idea to do a bit of investigating myself. And, well, that investigation has led me to you. Professor, one of the things that I've noticed is that for years since I've stepped into the school, it's only been Slytherin or Gryffindor that's been winning the House Cup. Now, it shouldn't be a big surprise if Gryffindor wins, after all. Potter's there, and, well, I'm sure his father still has a legacy effect. Slytherin is a little bit odd. And sometimes, well, not sometimes, most of the years that I've noticed either Slytherin or Gryffindor winning, they earn miscellaneous points. Points that we're not quite sure where they're coming from. Oh, yes. It's not just been me that's been curious, Professor. A lot of us have been, from Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff. It just so happens that I was, I guess, open-minded enough to see the truth. You see, the Slytherins couldn't win out of miscellaneous points from good conduct. Mr. Parkinson is there. Miss Greengrass is there. All students known to be less than satisfactory when it comes to good conduct. Pursuits of bravery for Gryffindor? Impossible. There hasn't been an incident since, well, since Potter's father has succeeded in getting rid of you know who. Sorry, Lord Voldemort. So it really got me, and almost every Hufflepuff and Ravenclaw who cares, thinking. Just so happens that my leads have taken me to you. Miscellaneous points, Professor. Could you explain what these are for? Doesn't take much of a genius to know what the after-hour appointments are for, Professor. You are bribing students for more points. For some unspeakable acts, aren't you, Professor? It really a good idea for you to point a wand at a student, Professor? Especially for non-academic reasons? You have your paintings here watching your every move. Perhaps you might have been wise to make sure you've bribed them too, because one of them led me to you. And I'm sure that none of these paintings are going to run to the headmaster and tell him the truth. You know why? Because that would mean all of you are complicit to what's going on in this very room. doesn't mean that at least one of them has a bit of a grudge against you, Professor. I guess you're going to have to take some time to figure out who that is. But don't worry, Professor. I'm not here to rat about you. No, I'm here to negotiate a deal. By the end of the year, Ravenclaw makes it so that they get the House Cup. Not Slytherin, not Gryffindor, and I don't care how many sluts they line up in front of you or your other professors. I know about them too. But I choose you because you were the hungriest of them all. You have been meeting student after student every night, having your dick nice and wet and hard and sucked and emptied. But no matter how many, no matter how many Parkinson's show up, no matter how many green dresses show up, no matter how many Petils show up, and yes, I know about them too, I don't give a shit. You must ensure that Ravenclaw wins. Otherwise, I'm not going to the headmaster. No. I'm going straight to the ministry. Now, do you really want the downfall of Hogwarts to be on you, Professor? That's what I thought. But that doesn't mean there's nothing in it for you, Professor. No, I'm smarter than that. See, if you were really good at negotiations, Every one of these paintings would be quiet as a mouse. Unfortunately, you messed up somewhere along the way. So, I'm not going to completely hold you hostage. I'm going to give you a bit of an incentive. Professor, I'm not that girl. That's reserved for Slytherins. I'm not that, well, hard-headed. That's reserved for the Gryffindors. And I'm not dumb. That's reserved for the Hufflepuffs. What I am, Professor, is fair. So you will give me what I want, and I will give you exactly what you want. A nice, tight, wet, Ravenclaw pussy for you to have. And I think you will find out soon enough. We're way better in bed than any of those two houses. You never tried one, have you? No. Ravenclaws are too smart to give ourselves to professors. But I'll let it slip once. I'll let you slip nice and deep inside me once. Just to give you a taste of a hungry, wet little pussy for you to fuck. Nice and tight. Unlike the rest of them. And you know why it's tight, Professor? Because I don't go out gallivanting and letting other professors have me. So, do we have a deal, Professor? That's what I thought. In fact, I don't think I should have asked you anyways. You've been looking. You've been looking at my thighs and my tits while I'm nice and up close. You've been looking at me, hungry for my body. That's understandable, Professor. So let me just go ahead. Disrobe you. Get on your lap. Feel how hot and hard your cock is. And as expected, you've fallen right into my trap. I didn't think professors at Hogwarts would be this dumb. But, oh well. I'm gonna have my fun. Look how hard you are, Professor. Twitching so much. You didn't expect me to be this way, did you? No, you didn't expect a Ravenclaw to be this way. Goody Two Shoes. Smart. Nerdy. Not really. The type of girl who would just take control. But you see, Professor, we're more insightful than you think. We know exactly what to do. And we know exactly when someone is ready to burst. You must have been so turned on, Professor. You have so much pre-cum already. Let me have a taste. You taste good. I admit that. Probably why the Slytherins are favorite. Surely they won't hesitate to lick that cock up and down all night now, would they? When you have a cock that tastes this good. I thought so. But I wonder how you would react if you have a Ravenclaw who knows exactly what she's supposed to do. Because I know, if I just ease myself down like this, and I just do the softest of flicks like this. Slytherins will always go directly for your cock. Gryffindors, I don't know. But me? We'll take it nice. Know exactly what turns you on. I'd exploit that knowledge over and over and over again. We're gonna have so much fun, Professor. This part a lot, don't you? Makes you twitch so much. Well, what about here? Let me get to your balls too. Well, make sure I wet your dick, your balls, every part. This cock. That's wonderful. Your cock. Tastes so good. You take care of it very well, don't you? But what I really like, is the way it's done. So nice and rock hard, pulsing and ready. Hot and heavy against my face when I nuzzle against you like that. Turns you on, doesn't it? Turns you on all the time when a student takes this much attention to your cock. Giving it every kiss and lick it deserves. Most students will rush in, I'm sure. Eager to finish the job. But I know it's better to take it nice and slow. Nice and slow until you're begging for me to take your entire cock deep down my throat so you can grab hold of my hair and pound into me. Use me like a nice little fuck toy. That's what you want, don't you? You want it, Professor. You want a good little student like me begging to take your cock in, even though it's you who wants it badly more than I do. Tell me then, Professor. Tell me you want to use me as a fuck toy. Go ahead then, Professor. Use me as a fuck toy. Shove that nice big cock deep down my throat. And make sure I don't get to breathe until you want me to. Oh, that felt so good, didn't it, Professor? So pretty. You've been trying to fight your glare at me. Not sure whether you're angry at me or you just want to fuck me. Confused at the fact that this student is doing everything you want and everything you don't want at the same time. Don't think hard about it, Professor. Just enjoy it. Because this will be the first and the last time you get to fuck a pretty little whore like me. Surprised? Only you get to call students whores, but you've never seen a student call herself a whore. Confuses you a bit, doesn't it? That's because I know exactly what you want. Come on, Professor. Go ahead. Use that nice big cock of yours to choke me and shut me up. Now's not the time to shove your cock down my throat again. You're almost close to coming so hard for me. So we're going to do this instead. What we're going to do is I'm going to ride this nice big cock of yours so you can feel just how good it would be to fuck my nice and tight and wet little pussy. I wouldn't want you to go just wondering how it might feel like. No, I'm going to ruin you for all those Gryffindors and those Slytherins. You're going to keep wishing I keep coming back to your office every night. No, you're not. No, they're not going to be good enough anymore. Unfortunately, they're just going to be substitutes for the best blowjob, the best pussy you've ever had. Didn't think a Ravenclaw could be bad, did you? What you could count on, Professor, is how smart we are, is how we know exactly what to do. Even when it comes to treating cocks. Oh, it's so big. Do you like how that feels, Professor? Do you like how tight my pussy feels? Do you like the way my pussy just sucks up your big cock? Do you like the way my balls are so tight around you? Have you ever felt a pussy like this before, Professor? I bet not. Has a student ever ridden you like this before, Professor? I bet not. I bet you liked fuck them on the table. I bet you liked them fuck them against the wall, pin them down. You've never had a student go on top of your lap and take control. Professor, you feel so good. Oh, don't be like that. Don't pout. That's what you want to hear, right? You want to hear that so much. That's why they keep yelling your name, that almost everyone could hear it if they were just across your room. Fun fact, Professor, you might have forgotten to put a silencing charm the other night. And that's what confirmed me that you have been doing some very naughty things. Very miscellaneous things. I wasn't just going to believe one of your paintings so easily. Had to get some proof. So my mate, a fallout Parkinson the other night. And goddamn, was she so loud. I'm surprised someone else heard it. Oh, Professor. Oh, yeah. Your cock is so big. Your cock just feels so good. I'm not mocking you this time, though. Your cock really does feel good. Your cock feels amazing. And I see you're cooperating more with the way you're rocking your hips upwards. Are you trying to prove to me that you fuck better than I do? That doesn't matter to me anyways. I'm here to have my fun. And if you trying to prove to me something is going to make me feel like this, is going to make me feel good, then by all means, Professor, keep trying to prove yourself to me. Yes. Quickly learning your mistakes now, Professor, huh? Wishing you just got on with a Ravenclaw instead. Fuck. Yes, slam that cock deep inside me. Make me feel it. Make me feel it, Professor. Oh, you want to come so high right now, don't you? Not yet, Professor, not yet. After all, this will be the first and last time we're gonna fuck anyways, so you might as well try to make it last. But yes, keep that in mind. What if I want your nice big cock to pump out every drop of that gum deep inside me, huh? What if I beg for you to come deep inside me, to mark me, Professor? You are the one and only professor here in Hogwarts to defile me. All those other professors coming deep inside your favorite girls? But no, they won't get to do that with me, right? They won't get to do that. Because you're just gonna pound. You're just gonna pound me. You're gonna pound me and pump all of that cum deep inside this one Ravenclaw student. And you're gonna be the first one to make your mark. The first and only one to make that mark. How does that feel, Professor? How does that feel? To be able to. Be able to give a cream pie, a nice hot cream pie, to one student, and you're the only one who'll be able to do that. Fuck. You're going to pound that cop deep inside me, and fill me up with every drop of that delicious cum. Going to mark me, defile me, and breathe me. Yes, yes. I want your cum, Professor. I want your nice, hot, sticky cum deep inside my wet little pussy. Go ahead, Professor. Mark me. Fill me up. Fill my pussy up with nice thick cum. Fill my womb with your nice thick gum, Professor. You know nothing's gonna happen. You're gonna breathe me anyways. Breathe me, Professor. Breathe this nice slutty little Ravenclaw who comes into your office begging for your cock, huh? Doing everything she can to have that cock. Would you like to think of it that way, huh? Would you like to think of it that way? That this Ravenclaw tried to outwit her professor just because she wants his nice big cock deep inside her. Just because she wants your nice, strong cum deep inside her. Come inside me, Professor. Come inside me, Professor. Come inside me, Professor. Pump your cum deep inside me and breathe me like the little whore that I am. Professor, that felt so good. Oh, fuck, you're still coming so much inside. I guess that's why you're a favorite, too. You just come buckets, don't you? I can still feel you twitching. I'm pouring out all of that gum inside me. Worth it anyways. Let me straighten up. Don't worry, Professor. I'll be wearing panties and making sure none of that cum slips down my legs. I'll try and keep it deep inside me as much as I can. After all, this will be the first and last time we do this. Remember to keep your promise, Professor. Ravenclaw.
House Cup this year.
See you tomorrow, Professor. Have a good night.